我们感谢主，一个月一次，我们有全体教会的祷告会。
Thank the Lord that once a month we have a whole congregation prayer meeting.
啊，让我们想起在啊五旬节的那一天，有120个人聚集在一起祷告。
Reminds of the day of Pentecost when 120 disciples gathered together to pray.
他们都被圣灵充满。
And they're all filled with the Holy Spirit.
使徒教会就写下啊非常荣耀的、有能力的一章。
And that's how they could have a chapter of very glorious and praising God.
今天我们教会要恢复使徒教会的荣耀，就是要从使徒时代的祷告开始。
In order to revive the glory of the disciples, apostolic times, we also need to start from prayer.
我们教会因为有圣灵的浇灌跟充满，所以这种体验非常的特别。
And because our church can be filled with the Holy Spirit, so this kind of experience is very special.
一个信徒如果真的得到圣灵，经历过圣灵的充满，绝对不会再跑到其他教会去。
If a disciple, if a believer is truly filled by the Holy Spirit, he will not be led to another church.
因为这种美妙的体验，你是在其他的教会所没有办法经历得到的。
Because this wonderful experience cannot be experienced in another church.
那使徒是在记载第一次圣灵降临，一个很重要的现象，好像一阵大风吹过。
In the book of Apostle Acts, when they record the day of Pentecost, it was like a wind blowing.
请看《使徒行传》二章。
Let's flip to Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
忽然，从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过。充满他们所坐的屋子，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在个人的头上。第四节，他们就被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所示的口才说起别国的话来。这里记载历史上第一次被圣灵充满。
Here is a recording of the first time of the filling of the Holy Spirit.
说，好像一阵大风吹过。
It was like a rushing mighty wind.
这个圣灵的原文就是气息，就是风的意思。
And the meaning of Holy Spirit is wind.
所以圣灵一浇灌下来，在灵里面好像一种灵风吹过去。
So when the fullness of the Holy Spirit comes upon you, it's like a rushing of a mighty wind.
这是一个非常奇妙的体验。
It's a miraculous type of experience.
我们教会在美国教会有几次灵恩会圣灵很大的动工。
There are several times during spiritual convocation in the United States where the Holy Spirit worked mightily.
我们曾经在夏威夷有一次灵恩会，那信徒感觉到真的好像一种风吹过去。
Once in Hawaii, the believers there actually felt like a mighty wind was rushing past them.
在这个会堂里面，风吹到这个方向，这个灵言这边变过来，吹过那边方向，那一边的信徒灵言就变了。
When a mighty wind blew in one direction, the believers in that direction would change their tongue. And when it blew the other direction, the believers in that direction would change their tongue too.
非常有力量，非常重，非常奇妙的一种体验。
It was very powerful and very miraculous.
我们在加州教会有一次，有这种体验。
This type of experience also happened once in a church in California.
这个灵恩会，大家很同心祷告，很迫切。
During that spiritual convocation, everyone prayed with one heart.
感觉到好像那个风在这个会堂里面这样吹来吹去。
And they felt that there was this wind that was blowing around in the chapel.
然后吹过的地方，信徒灵言就变了。
And wherever the wind blew, there the believers would change the tongue.
所以那个体验真的非常有力量，非常活泼。
It was actually a very living and a very powerful event.
圣灵好像风这样吹过他们。
For the Holy Spirit was like a wind that blew past them.
今天我们大家都有圣灵。
And today, all of us also have a Holy Spirit.
如果我们有被圣灵充满，我们也可以有这种体验。
And if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we can also have this type of experience.
那这个大风吹到我们身上，到底要做什么？
So what is the meaning of this mighty wind rushing upon us?
我们来看以赛亚书的40章。
Let's flip to Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书40章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
在850页
Isaiah chapter 40
40章的29节
Verse 29
疲乏的他是能力，软弱的他加添力量。30节
30
就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的必全然跌倒。31节
31.
但那等候神的必须要重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑不困倦，行走不会不疲乏。这个地方说，少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也要软弱跌倒。
Here it says, even the youth will be faint and weary, and the strong man will become weak.
这里的疲乏困倦啊，是指的在灵性上。
The faint and be weary symbolizes the weariness, spiritually.
啊，少年人应该是很强壮才对。
So the youth is supposed to be very strong.
但是有时候灵性也会经历过软弱。
However, spiritually, they might experience a decline.
好像那犹推古，他坐在坐保那时候保罗正在讲道，犹推古坐着在听到。
For example, when Paul was preaching, Eutychus sat by the window.
哇，保罗被圣灵感动，一直讲到半夜，大家听得很精彩。
And Paul was filled by the Holy Spirit, and he preached until midnight.
啊，结果犹推古一直打瞌睡，之后窗上掉出去跌死啊。
And this young man who sat by the window, he fell into a deep sleep and he fell down.
哦，所以人有不同出名的方法。如果今天有谁听到一半掉下去，也会出名的。
So people become famous for different things.
哦，那还好，保罗被圣灵充满，帮他祷告又活过来。
And thankfully, Paul prayed for him and he revived.
哦，所以有时候我们虽然身体很健康，但是我们来到教会，每次听道理，每次打瞌睡，那个就是灵里面一直软弱下来。
So we might be a very healthy and strong person, but when we come to church, we fall to deep sleep and we take a nap. That means we're weak spiritually.
那下面说强壮也要全然跌倒。
Even the weak, strong would faint.
最后一句
fall.
好像彼得很有经验的渔夫，身体很强壮。
For example, Peter, he was strong.
但是当主耶稣在各个他的时候，他就倒下去了。
However, at the last days, he fell.
他一步也走不下去。
He was not able to walk.
那怎么办？
So, what can we do?
31节。
31.
说那等候神的要重新得力。
Those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength.
神要给我们力量。
The Lord will give us strength.
那神怎么给彼得力量？
So how did the Lord give Peter strength?
就好像在五旬节的时候，是圣灵给他。
It was on the day of Pentecost when he gave the Holy Spirit to him.
那下面说，他们好像鹰展翅上腾。
They shall mount up with wings like eagles.
所以奔跑不困倦，行走不疲乏。
So when they run, they will not be weary, and when they walk, they will not be faint.
有时候我们在做圣工啊，做久以后就觉得很累。
Sometimes when you do spiritual work, after a period of time, we feel very tired.
有时候不是肉体的累，心灵很累。
Sometimes it's not we're physically tired, but that our heart is tired.
如果心灵累啊，就是灵里面的软弱。
And when our heart is tired, that means we are spiritually weak.
所以在教会里面做，回家以后有的发脾气，有的开始埋怨。
So some people would do holy work at church, but when they go home, they would complain and they would lose their temper.
这个就是灵的软弱。
And that's because they're spiritually weak.
那要等候神才能重新得力。
And they have to wait upon God to renew their strength.
那等候神就是在祷告中等候。
And how do you wait upon God? That is by prayer.
他们好像鹰展翅上腾。
For they will mount up with wings like eagles.
鹰展开来，那个气流一流飞啊，一吹了，鹰就高飞起来。
When the eagle glide and when the wind blows strong, they fly even higher.
所以一个属灵的信徒好像老鹰。
So a spiritual believer is like an eagle.
他在地上有他的巢。
At the ground, they have their nest.
他在地上要取食。
They have to live on the ground.
取他所需要吃的东西。
Oh, to get their food.
但是我们的老鹰翅膀一飞啊，在天上逍遥自在。
But when they spread their wings and they fly upon the sky.
那圣灵啊，好像风吹在我们身上。
And the Holy Spirit is also like a wind that blows upon us.
我们的灵性就越来越高。
So that our spirituality becomes higher.
灵性越来越高，我们就看得越来越远。
And when the higher our spirituality is, the farther away we can see.
好像亚伯兰啊，他到了迦南地以后，他已经看到那个神所经营、所建造的那一座城。
For Abraham, when he entered the land of Canaan, he has already seen the faraway city God had prepared for him.
他的眼光可以看得很远。
So he could see very far.
他已经看到天国。
He already seen heaven.
因为那个时候亚伯兰灵性已经很高超。
For Abraham had great spiritual and high spirituality then.
摩西带领以色列人走到迦南地的旁边。
Moses walked the children of Israelites to the border of Canaan.
神叫他上尼波山。
And God told him to mount the mountain.
那他上到尼坡山顶上。
And when he climbed up the mountain,
他就看到迦南全平原。
He saw the plains of Canaan.
一爬高你就看得远。
For when he climbed high, he could see farther.
那一个人的世界一旦看得远，人生观就不一样。
And if you could see far in your life, then you have a different concept to your life.
今天如果我们信耶稣，我们在追求的都是今生物质的上的好处。
For today, if we are believers, yet we pursue things of the world.
也就是说，只在今生有盼望，那我就比众人更可怜了。
In other words, our only hope is in the world. Then why we are like others?
所以，当一个人被圣灵充满
，So when a person is filled by the Holy Spirit,
灵性越来越高
，and his spirituality climbs up,
跟人越来越亲近
，and he is closer to God.
我们越看越远
，then we can look farther.
看到天国去了
，then we can see the heaven.
那你就发现，从天上看下来，世界就好像粪土一样。
And when you look down from heaven, then you realize that things of the world are like dust.
所以当一个人被灵风吹旋
So when one is filled and bloomed by the spiritual wind,
非常靠近神
and he's very close to God.
保罗的感受你绝对可以感受得到
And you can experience what Paul experienced.
我已经这么靠近神，世界对我来讲已经没有吸引力。
I have been so close to God. Things of the world are like trash to me.
所以有时候我们好像一只老鹰飞不起来。
Sometimes we're like an eagle, we cannot fly.
也没有被圣灵充满。
Because we're not filled by the Holy Spirit.
整个心思意念都是世界的事情。
And our whole concept and thinking of the world.
要重新再一次展翅，让灵风来吹旋上腾。
So once again, we must spread our wings and fly with the spiritual wind.
所以人越祷告，人的灵性啊，会越来越高。
So the more you pray, the higher your spirituality will become.
好，我们现在看约翰福音的第三章。
Let's look at John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
第八节。
Verse 8.
风随着自己的意思吹，你们听见风的响声，却不晓得是从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。主耶稣告诉尼哥底母。
Jesus told Nicodemus,
风随着自己的意思吹。
The wind blows wherever he wishes.
风就是指着圣灵。
The wind is the Holy Spirit.
所以这个风吹从哪里来，往哪里去，你不知道。
So you don't know where the wind goes or comes from.
那从圣灵生的也是如此。
So it is with those who are born of the Holy Spirit.
所以我当初我们看使徒教会他们在传道里。
So when we see how the apostles preached,
真的是圣灵亲自在带领。
In Acts, they were truly guided by the Holy Spirit.
他们要走的方向啊，是神带领出来一条道路。
So wherever they walked was the direction that God led them to.
好像当时他们拣选腓力。
For example, they chose Philemon.
Philemon. 腓力啊。
Philemon.
腓力八章五节，使徒行传啊。
In Acts chapter 8.
拣选腓力，他到撒玛利亚去传道理。
Oh, Philip, to the city of Samaria to preach the gospel.
结果神迹奇事显明，好多人信主，整个城大欢喜。
And the whole multitude listened to him, and there was a great rejoicing in that city.
但是到了一半以后，神就感动腓力说：“你往南到旷野去。”
However, right in the middle of his preaching, God moved him to go down south.
腓力也不晓得要做什么。
Philip did not know where he was to go.
他就去了。
So he arose and went.
这个不是他头脑想得出来的。
And this was not something that was conceived by his mind.
神的灵好像风就带领他过去。
For the spirit of God was like a wind that blew him to that direction.
他就去了。
So he went.
就遇到一个安提阿布的太监。
And he met an eunuch of Ethiopia.
神要带领他。
The God was to lead him.
所以神就风吹腓力到那里。
So God sent a wind that blew Philip to meet this person.
后来传道理给他受洗。
And after he preached to him, he was baptized.
圣灵就把腓力提走了，又不见了，也不要坐飞机啊，不见了。
And after the person was baptized, the Spirit of God took Philip away.
就把他提到另外一个城去了。
And Spirit of God took Philip to another city.
所以这个使徒时代，他们在做圣工，神的带领很清楚，因为大家被圣灵充满，好像风啊，吹来吹去。
So when the disciple of God worked, it was very evident for the Spirit of God to move them.
那到了第四章。
In chapter 4,
神要把福音传给外邦人。
God was about to preach to the Gentiles.
那要传给谁呢？
But who to preach?
圣灵像风。
For the Holy Spirit is like wind.
就启示的那个哥尼流。
So they choose Cornelius.
啊，那这个启示给彼得。
And Peter.
啊，所以就这样把彼得带到他家。
And that is how they brought Peter to Cornelius.
那也不是彼得计划出来的。
It was not something that Peter planned.
圣灵把他吹到那里啊。
For the Holy Spirit blew him there.
福音就传到那个地方。
And that's how the gospel spread to that region.
那以后他们要传到欧洲。
And then they want to preach to Europe.
啊，到十六章。
Chapter 16.
他们有很多的计划。
They had a lot of plans.
每一次神的灵都不许。
However, many times the Spirit of God stopped them.
最后看到马其顿的呼声。
And then they heard a voice crying from Macedonia.
所以就过去了。
So they went.
圣灵把他们吹到这个腓立比去。
Holy Spirit blew them there.
所以他就遇到当时的吕底亚。
So they met a certain woman named Lydia.
那教会就在那建立起来。
And there was a church that was built there.
所以整本《使徒行传》，你发现了人的计划不是很多，但是圣灵好像风这样带来带去。
So if we read the book of Acts, we see that there were not a lot of plans made by men, but that the Holy Spirit guided them and blew them.
今天我们教会需要圣灵的带领。
And that is the guidance we need in our church today.
到底哪里有神的选民？
Where is the chosen one of God?
到底神要从哪里动工？
Where does God want to work now?
我们真的不知道。
We have no idea.
大家祷告必圣灵充满。
But if everyone prayed and is moved by the Holy Spirit,
神就会带领走出他要我们走的道路。
Then God would come out and guide us to the way He wants us to walk.
这个就是使徒时代真教会走的方向。
And this is the way that the true church of the past walked.
也就是今天我们走的方向。
And that is the direction that we too should walk.
圣灵好像风。
For Holy Spirit is like a wind.
让我们好像老鹰高飞起来。
It is like a wind to blow us up to the heaven.
圣灵好像风。
Holy Spirit is like a wind.
带领我们所走的方向，照着神的旨意去做。
To guide us in the direction of where we should walk and what we should do.
那我们再回到使徒行传的第二章。
Let's flip back to Acts chapter 2.
说第三节。
Verse 3.
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们的头上。说圣灵好像火降在他们的头上。
The Holy Spirit was like a tongue of fire that set upon each of them.
那这个火有几个重要的功用。
There are several uses for fire.
第一个火重要的功用就是让你感觉到很热。
One of the functions of fire is that it makes you feel warm.
所以我们常常遇到很多的慕道朋友祷告觉得身体很热。
So many believers, when they first received the Holy Spirit, felt very hot after prayer.
因为神的灵开始降下来，开始在感动。
For the Holy Spirit had descended upon them and moved them.
所以一直觉得火热。
So they feel like a fire is burning within them.
那更重要就是心里火热。
But most importantly, it is your heart is burning on fire.
神的灵会让我们心里火热。
The Holy Spirit will burn your heart.
罗马书里面有一句话这样说。
In the book of Romans, it says.
我们看罗马书的十二章。
Let's flip to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书的十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
十一节。
Verse 11. Romans chapter 12, verse 11.
殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。这里说不可懒惰，做圣工不要懒惰。
Do not be lazy doing work.
为什么做圣工会越来越懒呢？
How come you will become lazy when you do holy work?
那个火热的心已经越来越少了。
For the fire within your heart is diminished.
那要心里火热，常常才能常常服侍主。
So it must be fervent in the spirit to serve the Lord.
我们知道主耶稣洁净过圣殿。
We know that Jesus passed through the temple once.
他看到人在圣殿里面做买卖卖牛羊。
And he saw that the people were selling and buying within the temple.
他就很生气。
He was angry.
虽然这是为着奉献的方便。
This was so that they would have an easier time to offer tithe.
但是已经糟蹋了整个圣殿的气氛。
However, it had ruined the whole atmosphere of the temple.
所以这告诉我们在教会里面不要做生意。
So it tells us that we should not do any business within church.
有什么老鼠会啦、直销会啦、信徒之间最好不要做。
Probably best not to do any business within believers.
信徒之间不要有利害关系。
Or any business relations.
一旦有利害关系，就会有冲突，就会有摩擦。
For if you have business relations, then you probably have some conflicts.
所以我们教会这本电话簿啊，不是那个。Yellow Page Directory 哪来要做直销的，要拉生意的，不是的。
So when we look at directory, it's not like a yellow page where we put in our business.
这本是要让我们爱心去关心的。
But it is a book where we have to show our care and concern.
所以如果要做生意直销，要去 耶罗佩吉那里找名字，不要从这个电话我们教会的 directory 去找。
If you want to do business, then look at for up names in the yellow page. Don't look at that our church directory.
我们的信徒之间要关系很纯正。
Our relationship should be very pure.
那这个，所以这当时他们在圣殿里面做买卖的，主耶稣就全部把他们赶出去。
So they were doing the selling and buying, and the Lord Jesus cast them out.
他说：“我的殿要做万国祷告的殿。”
He said, "My temple should be called a place of prayer for all nations."
我为神的殿心里着急，如同火在烧。
I am worried for the temple of God, so that my heart is burning.
主耶稣心里好像火在烧。
The heart of the Lord Jesus was like a fire that burned.
为什么他被圣灵充满？
Why? Because he was filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以今天如果我们每一个信徒被圣灵充满。
So today, if we also filled by the Holy Spirit,
不会说教会做圣工找不到人了。
It is not we will not be able to find anyone to do holy work.
每一个人自己会问我要做什么。
For every one of us will volunteer and say, what can I do to help?
因为心里被焚烧，被神的火焚烧。
Because the heart is burned by the Spirit of God.
所以教会怎么能够找到更多的人？
So how can the church find more workers of God? Pray.
大家被圣灵充满。
Everyone must be filled by the Holy Spirit.
人一个一个跑出来。
And then everyone will volunteer.
如果这条路不走。
If you do not walk in this way,
你就发现人越来越少。
Then you will feel that there is no one to work for God.
为什么没有人？每一个都是人才。
Everyone is a worker for God.
没有人要动啊。
But no one want to work.
没有火在里面。
Because there's no fire burning within them.
所以圣灵好像火在里面烧，你就坐不住了。
So if the Holy Spirit is like a fire that burns within you, then you cannot sit back and relax.
心里火热。
Because your heart is on fire.
那要想主啊，你要我做什么？
So you want to do something for God.
来到教会，我们要问我能够做什么？
So when you come to church, you say, "What can I do?"
圣灵好像火降下来。
For Holy Spirit is like a fire that descended.
所以这些十二个使徒本来很怕，要楼门关起来。
So these 12 disciples were afraid at first, and they locked the doors.
现在火在烧，门打开了，出去了，传福音。
But because their heart was burning with the Holy Spirit, they opened their doors and spread the gospel everywhere.
任何的逼迫都没有办法阻挡。
And they were not stopped, even with the persecution.
因为神的火好像神的灵好像火在里面烧。
For the Spirit of God was like a fire that burned within them.
所以我们每一次教会里面，如果大家祷告比较迫切，你发现做圣工的人很多。
So if we pray more fervently, then we'll find that there's more workers willing to work for God.
这是火。
This is fire.
那火的另外一个作用就是洁净。
Another function of fire is to cleanse.
请看以赛亚书的第二章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 2.
以赛亚书的第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2.
对，第四章。
Isaiah chapter 4.
从第二节开始
From verse 2,
在814页二章的四章第二节
Chapter 4 verse 2
到那日神发生的苗必华美尊荣地的出产也必为以色列逃脱的人显为荣华茂盛第三节
Verse 3
第四节
Verse 4
主以公义的灵和焚烧的灵将锡安女子的污秽洗去又将耶路撒冷中杀人的血除净那时眷在锡安留在耶路撒冷就是一切住在耶路撒冷在生命册上的必称为圣这里说住在耶路撒冷在生命册上有份的要称为圣
Those who remain in Jerusalem who has a part are called to be called holy
什么叫做为圣
What is it is to be called holy
就是没有罪
That is you have no sin
这个世界是有罪恶的
However, this world is full of sin.
怎么样能够称为圣
How can you be called holy?
所以神要用焚烧的灵将锡安女子的污秽洗去。
It will be by the spirit of judgment, by the spirit of burning.
这个锡安女子就是指着每一个受洗归入主的信徒。
To wash away, it means daughters of Zion, means all those who are in church.
神要用焚烧的灵把他们的杂质除掉。
And God will use the spirit burning to purge away all the filth.
我们受洗虽然罪得到赦免
When we're baptized, our sins were washed away.
我们这个人格上还有很多的杂质
However, we still have a lot of filthiness within our heart.
还是有罪性在里面
Our sins, the root of sins are within our heart.
那这个人格里面那个罪性跟杂质就是要圣灵的火不断的烧才会把它烧掉
And to we need to burn this away, and to burn this away, we need the spirit of fire.
所以我们每一次被圣灵充满起来，我们觉得我们的心好干净，非常清洁。
So whenever we're filled by the Holy Spirit, we feel our heart is so clean.
因为火在我们里面把我们烧干净了。
Because the fire burns within us.
所以以赛亚先知看到一个异象。
So the prophet Isaiah saw a vision.
主坐在高高的宝座上。
The Lord sat on the throne in heaven.
然后那个天使撒拉佛在神面前服侍他。
And the angels were serving him. Seraphims were serving him.
撒拉佛原文的意思就是焚烧。
Seraphim means spirit of burning.
Burning. 就是焚烧的意思 ，burning.
Burning.
就这个天使啊，就在神面前，因为很洁净，才能够站在神面前服侍他。
And because the seraphims were holy, that's why they were allowed to serve God.
因为他是焚烧，所以杂质都没有了。
They're the burning, so they don't have any filth.
我们最近几年呢，在开这个 NYTS 感谢主很多青年得到造就。
In the past several years, we held the NYTS, and thank God, many youths were edified.
那大部分得圣灵有特别的体验，都是在第二个礼拜。
Most of those who received the Holy Spirit received it during the second week.
第一个礼拜一般都刚刚来的就祷告也没有办法深入。
For in the first week, people have just arrived and they were not able to go into deep prayers.
那祷告一个礼拜以后，这个杂质圣灵一直浇灌，一直焚烧，杂质洁净了以后，我们就开始他们发现他们祷告越来越深入。
However, after a week of prayer, their filth were washed, were started to purge away, so they start to go deeper and deeper into their prayers.
就开始有人得圣灵，被圣灵充满，看异象。
So you see someone receive the Holy Spirit, and then filled by the Holy Spirit, and then see a vision.
所以圣灵要洁净一个人这个功效非常的大。
So the Holy Spirit wants to cleanse someone is a great function.
它好像火。
It is like a fire.
让我们心里火热，服侍神。
So our heart is burning to serve God.
又好像火能够焚烧洁净我们里面的杂质。
It's like a fire to burn away our filth.
所以我们能够站在神面前来服侍他。
So that we are able to stand before God to serve Him.
那么祷告要被圣灵充满，要审查。
So when we want to be filled by the Holy Spirit, we must search.
最近我听到一个弟兄的见证。
For I heard a testimony of a brother.
他说他祷告开始在认自己的罪。
When he first started praying, he started to recognize his sins.
他求圣灵求很久没有求到。
He had prayed for the Holy Spirit for a long time, but he did not receive it.
他下决心要求圣灵。
So he made a determination to receive the Holy Spirit.
所以他就把自己的缺点写成一张纸。
So he listed out his weaknesses on a piece of paper.
我很懒惰，我很贪心，我很骄傲，这样一条一条写下来。
I'm lazy, I'm greedy, whatever. He wrote it down.
那贴在桌子上，每一次要祷告，他先看一看，想一想。
He would paste them on his table, and then every time before he was about to pray, he would look at the list.
有一次，他睡觉的时候，圣神感动他起来祷告。
One day while he was sleeping, God woke him up and moved him to pray.
他就跪在神面前，很安静，这样一条一条数算自己的不义。
And so he knelt before God and he counted his weaknesses one by one.
求神赦免。
And he asked God to forgive him.
他祷告超过二三十分钟。
He prayed about 20 to 30 minutes.
一直在算自己的罪。
And he just counted his sins.
就感觉到一股灵的力量，好像热力这样从上面一直下来。
And he felt a power of the spirit coming down from his head.
他继续认罪，那一股力量这样一直下来。
And he continued to count his sins, and the power descended upon him.
那个力量一下到肚子以后，就好像活水泉涌就涌出来。
And when the power descended upon his stomach, it was like a fountain of water that came out.
那舌头就开始卷动，就开始。得圣灵说方言
，and his tongue started to speak in spirit.
所以我们祷告得圣灵，要被圣灵充满要审查自己。
So in order for us to receive the Holy Spirit, we have to examine ourselves.
数算自己的不义。
We have to count our sins.
求神赦免。
And we ask God to forgive us.
祷告就很容易得圣灵，被圣灵充满。
So that we will be able to receive Holy Spirit.
我们现在一起来祷告。
So now we're about to pray.
大概有二十五分钟的时间。
We have about 25 minutes.
我们一起来祷告，求主的圣灵浇灌。
We have to pray so that Holy Spirit of God would descend and fall upon each one of us.
让我们来体验，好像风吹过，又好像火降下来。
Let us experience something like the wind blowing past us and like the fire descending upon us.
如果我们很深刻这个体验，对我们的属灵生命有很大的一种改变。
This will become a great change to our spiritual life if we have this experience.
所以我们现在要祷告求圣灵的，或者你现在特别求神的恩典的，请我们都到前面来。
So if you'd like to pray for Holy Spirit or to pray for grace of God, please come forward.
我们大家好好的审查自己，然后归向神，求圣灵，求圣灵充满。
Let us all examine ourselves and pray to God and ask for His fullness.